If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
There is estimated to be close to 8 billion people in the world. That would mean that there are about, let me see. Well, that's a lot of cookouts for sure. Oddly enough, though, with that many people on the planet, there seems to only be just a small few things that would classify as being genuinely universal. Music would be at or near the top of that short list, of course. Every culture that I'm aware of enjoys the circular ambience of music in some form or another. Art is subjective to beauty and vision, and therefore would also sit high on that list. And I would add sports in as a qualifying universal with humanity. The fire of competition within all of us is hugely compelling, which explains the worldwide fascination with major sporting events like the Olympic Games, for example. Here in our society, there is almost nothing that compares to the frenzy and excitement centered around one particular sport taking place in the United States. And that sport, and all of the frenzy and craziness that surrounds it, is American football. Particularly, the National Football League. Or, as fans would refer to it, simply the NFL. Now, currently, there are 32 competitive teams located in 32 different cities in American football's NFL. And just like all American sports, each team has generated huge fan bases within their cities and across the entire country, and lately, throughout the world. And these fans are absolutely devout fanatics for their favorite teams. And they'll go through and to any lengths in support of their teams just to be honored in history as Super Bowl champions. We here at the TCT Artists Exchange give homage to the spirit of American football and its amazing fans by bringing to you all season long the competition we call the Helmet Bowl. So strap up while we open today's window and introduce you to this challenge and some of the unique competitors.
You can say two wrongs make a right. You can tell me a bullshit all night. I see you and you can't fool me. Now you're saying that you miss me. Well, don't stop lying to me now.
Don't stop lying to me now.
Got no use for your excuses. They go with you when you go. True heart over, baby. You ain't ever lied to me before. Don't stop lying to me now. Don't you stop.
Oh, do we love our NFL. For almost two dozen weeks every year, NFL fans worldwide are intensely overwhelmed with support for their gridiron heroes. And that's why we here at the TCT Artist Exchange have come up with the Helmet Bowl Challenge. This challenge takes place during the entire NFL season. We have secured miniature helmets representing all 32 NFL teams and sought out participants to select the helmets supporting their teams. In its challenge, for each game won during the entire season, including playoffs, winning helmets will be placed on levels of a tower, each level representing the amount of wins for that team. The helmet representing the highest total number of wins for that season is the winning helmet. In this challenge, only wins count. No losses, no ties. Pretty simple, right? So let the games begin.
Look at the team we got now. We got my breaking record. We got a defensive back who got the most pick sixes in league history.
But you don't have the top elite quarterback in the NFL. You know,
they're looking at Dak for MVP. What are you talking about?
That's why he got so many interceptions, man. You know,
we don't have that many interceptions this year. You don't have any interceptions.
There's a bunch of bad quarterbacks. No, you talk about your back got interceptions. Yeah. You know?
Look at our defense is way up there in the
best quarter.
Yeah, I know.
You know you scared of Michael Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence. You scared of them boys.
Hey, man. I think Jones going to put up some yardage on them today, man. They're going to run on Dallas today, man.
We're going to run on Dallas.
I think they're going to run on Dallas.
Coach, he chokes, man. He chokes in the playoffs, man.
McCarthy.
You know, a lot of bad decisions, you know.
Yeah. Daryl to know. He was coaching out there at Green Bay, so Daryl.
He does a lot of bad decisions, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. And you know what?
That's what he's talking about, McCarthy.
Stephen A. Stephen A. Smith said it's a bad, he's a bad coach. And if Stephen A. Smith says something, you gotta listen.
It's written in stone.
Who you talking about? McCarthy? You talking about McCarthy?
Yeah. Stephen A. emphasized it because he did say, and let me be clear.
That's what he said.
So when Nathan, he throws the clarity on you, it's in stone. It's a word from God.
You know, we're playing against 12 guys. We're playing against our own coach, too.
I'm rolling with the Packers, man. The back is back, man.
Oh, that's gonna be the slogan at the end of the day, right? Nothing but love.
The slogan at the end of the day is gonna be what love got to do.
Ken, what's the prediction for the Rams and Lions?
I want the Rams to win. But we beat the Lions, but it was close. Well, I want the Rams to win because y'all can't handle our dates.
Okay, so what? Oh, that's right, Micah Parsons. One man wrecking group. All right,
last
so
time we played y'all, man, our defense scored more points than your offense.
Oh yeah, it definitely was a lot of things to remember from that game.
Oh, all the Cowboy fans, when they lose, they all get into this. You just punk or something, man. Where they just so upset. But like it's the whole world. Now they mad. Now they don't want to talk to nobody. Now before the game, did a greatest show on Turf and all this.
Oh yeah.
The America team.
Right.
You know, I'm watching the game. I don't want to be loud and just disrupt anybody.
Well, here's the other thing too. This reflects again back to Dallas fans. I'm not beating them over the head, but I do have to say this because this is an observation that I've noticed that you know, when they win or when they're scoring or when they're driving or when they catch a completed pass for first down, they're quick to let you know. Look at CD Lamb, and you know, we go in, you know, or if they get a sack, then the opposing quarterback sucks, and you know, they're hard with it. But if they lose, they don't answer their phones. Anita with Philadelphia, she said, "Oh, if we lose another one, I'm gonna brush my TV." I told her she need to keep.
Busting your
teeth. I know. When did that become a thing?
I have to take that back. And as soon as I said that, I said, oh, because I remember telling you a long time ago when I lost, I had one of them little square little, I had no flat screen TV. I had one of them little, where you put the aluminum foil on the antenna, but I had it hooked up the cable.
Okay.
You know, so I didn't need the antenna. Anyway, I was watching the game. And like I said, the Rams lost. Again, they should have won. The team, they should have lost. I mean, they should have beat. I hate that. And matter of fact, it might have been the Jets. And when they lost to the Jets, I took my foot and I was sitting right next to the television. I put it back as far as I can go and I pushed that thing. So hard. Man,
oh, man, you punted the TV.
The television was so far back, man. It hit the back.
That's a true fan.
Oh, man, the back of it shattered. That it went black. That was it. The game was over. Okay. I ain't caring no more. I was so mad.
But getting back to the situation with Anita, in the comment that she made, where she said if Philly loses again, she's going to bust up one of her TVs. I told her to keep the broom on standby. Okay? Because this week they play New Orleans. Okay?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was serious when I said keep the broom on standby. That's why I tell you, it's not really players, it's systems. you know, that work in football.
You got the right players to play that in the system.
That resemble and have the skill set of players in the system that you had when you were successful. Right. Yeah, it's going to bring success simply because that's what's best for that system.
What's up, bro?
All right. Are you guys on?
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
On your way to the game, or you at the stadium, or where you at?
We're tailgating right now.
You're tailgating right now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you guys are diehard New York Jets fans, and you're at MetLife Stadium, and you're there tailgating the New York Jets and New England Patriots.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, man. So what's it like out there?
It's great, bro. We got a grill. We got a couple coolers. We got a couple beers. We got a couple drinks.
Let me ask you something while you're there at the game. How many people are there with you?
There's probably about like 10 people here with me.
Okay, are they all Jets fans? Are they all Jets fans?
It's quiet back there, so ain't nothing going on or anything. Nobody enjoying themselves.
Nah,
nobody bothering.
Nah. We're all partying.
Okay, so they're getting it started. It's the home opener this year for the Jets. So, I would guess that the flavor is that you guys want the Jets to just cream them. Okay, you really don't want the score to be good.
I want the Jets to win fucking 50 to nothing, bro. I don't even care.
So I know that you're there with friends and family. Do us a favor, put your dad on the line.
Yo, what's up, dog?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah,
ETS.
Yo, we in this piece.
Hey, now, all these years, as many times as you wish the Jets to do their thing against New England, this is the time, right? This is the time you feel most confident.
This is it.
Yeah,
you know why I'm here.
For all them years of New England stepping on you guys, now you get the payback, right?
Yeah, you know why I'm here.
this is what I need you to do, because you are on the TCT Artist Exchange. I need you to get everybody to say J-E-T-S, J-E-T-S. All right? I need a group cheer right now, man.
J-E-T-S.
Go Jets! Hey man, good luck. You guys enjoy the game, okay? And like I said, this is what you guys have been waiting for so long for. This game, this moment, and it's all yours. It's for you, favorite fans.
And on top of it all. This is my first primetime game, and it's a divisional game against the Patriots.
It's huge. Against the nemesis team, the Patriots. Okay? So good luck, man, and have fun. Have fun. Cheer your team on. Okay? And you guys ride this to victory tonight, man.
I don't wanna lie anymore.
Wow. Today we did an entirely different episode of the TCT Artist Exchange. I'm so glad that you all were able to join us. We heard music from Josh Stone today, from Kenny Loggins and Michael McDonald. We highlighted our version of American football with the introduction of our Helmet Bowl. And we will continue to do Helmet Bowl segments throughout the season. And you'll get to meet many, many more of its players. We want to send you out today with a fantastic song by a group called Lettuce. And this song is Royal Highness. Join us next time on the TCT Artist Exchange. We'll be right back.
you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.